This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, reporting this weekend from the studios of NPR West in Southern California. In Washington, the House is nearing its final vote on two bills that could bring the most sweeping changes to health care in decades. Democrats are confident they'll prevail, but at this hour, those bills are being held up by parliamentary challenges from Republicans. Throughout the day, legislators have been taking to the floor of the House to offer their final thoughts. We hear the voices of Republicans Marsha Blackburn and Paul Ryan, and then Democrats Patrick Kennedy and Sheila Jackson Lee.
My colleagues are celebrating the birth of a great new entitlement program today. Only they see dependency on the federal government and the death of freedom as a cause for celebration.
We can do better. It doesn't have to be this way. This is not democracy. This is not good government.
Health care is not only a civil right. It's a moral issue.
Today, we will heal this land, and we will vote for the health care bill.
Joining me now from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. And Andrea, a dramatic last-minute announcement from one of the Democratic holdouts, Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak.
Yeah, Guy, there was this 10 minutes that I think history will look on as the watershed 10 minutes of this debate. The Democrats, going up to this day, had 214, 212 votes. They need 216, right? So suddenly, in a moment, the president releases an executive order out of the White House that says that this bill will not provide federal funding for elective abortions. At that moment, Bart Stupak of Michigan, the Democrat who has led pro-life Democrats in the House, turns around, holds a press conference, says he will vote for the bill. And that brings along with him, we don't know quite how many, but we know that about 10 pro-life Democrats were in on the negotiations with the president to have this language come out. And it looks at this point like after the procedure is done, that this bill will probably pass the House of Representatives tonight.
So they now have enough votes.
It seems that I won't go on the record as saying that, but it looks that way at this point.
So, Andrea, what's going on now? I mean, what can we sort of expect as the evening goes on?
You know, Guy, it is a lovely Washington evening. I just ducked out sort of between the columns that you see in the front of the pictures of the Capitol, and it's amazing just the chanting you can hear from both sides. There are protesters lined up all around, down Capitol Hill, all around the Capitol. At the same time, inside the House, the Republicans are pulling every procedural way that they can out of their rule books to try and slow this debate down, stop it, do everything they can to make Democrats, especially those who are taking a hard vote tonight, painfully aware of what they're doing. And at the same time, Democrats are using every procedural trick in the book to move this debate forward with as few hurdles as possible. And so it's just this grinding, grinding debate. You see almost like a conga line of Republicans lining up on the House floor to do these tiny little 10-second procedural motions. But if you do, you know, 200 of them, then, well, that's real time. And Democrats saying you're just obstructing. It's fascinating to watch at this point. It really is amazing.
So if the vote does happen tonight, eventually, after the conga line sort of breaks up and so on, and the House approves these bills, what happens next?
Well, there's still procedure to happen. It's, you know, we're almost painting this as being the last big vote. It's not. It's just the biggest hurdle, it appears, to the final passage. Mm. What has to happen next is the president has to sign the Senate bill into law. That's the bill that the House Democrats hate. But in order for the Senate to pass changes to the bill, the president has to sign the Senate bill first. So that's what will happen. The president will sign the Senate bill. The Senate will debate the changes to the Senate bill that the House will have passed tonight. And then the president will sign those changes. That is the order of operations here.
That's NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Andrea, thanks so much.
My pleasure.